all started off as like single cell organisms and amoebas and all that, and then we started adapting to different environments, right?
So when you say we started off as whatever, I was never that, but life on this planet at one point was just that. But it's not a perfect analogy, but you used to be a baby, but it would be equally dishonest to say, oh, so a baby just turned into, I don't know how old you are, I'll just do myself, 34-year-old. No, babies don't turn into 34-year-olds. 1-year-olds become 2-year-olds, become 3-year-olds, become 4-year-olds, become 5-year-olds, etc.
Sure, yeah. They live out their design. Yeah, things get born, grow old, and then die. You know, circle of life kind of thing. Right? But that's the design, you know. Actually, I don't believe we were ever designed to die. And that's why it's so awkward when people do, you know, what do you say, you know, just wasn't a part of our design originally. That's what I believe.
Yeah, I don't Garden believe of Eden stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I believe that, yeah, we have a creator. I mean, look at you, planet. You're a good looking dude. You know, I don't Allegedly. Believe that was a mistake, you know, the intricacies of your hair, your eyes, you know, your beard, you know, that's it. You're a wonderful creation, you know, that should be celebrated.
You haven't seen all of me. If you saw me naked, you probably wouldn't think I'm beautiful. And you'd probably think God would not have made that, whatever the hell that is.
Well, here, let me picture it. Let me picture it real quick. Oh, no, you're good looking.
I'll do the same.
Anyway, so yeah, I believe that the whole creation idea is a little bit easier to believe than the Big Bang Theory, because essentially it's like an explosion happening in a junkyard, and it creates this perfectly running Cadillac. You know what I mean?
Fucking A. Yeah, I know what you mean. And
have you heard that before?
Only about a million times. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's a good analogy. You know,
it's a terrible analogy, because just like I said, babies don't turn into adults. Nobody would think that that makes any sense. And airplanes aren't natural, aren't things that form naturally.
Oh, there's a creator. Yeah, they have a designer.
But ironically, they have a completely natural creation, not a supernatural one. But also, things that are of a certain level of complexity don't emerge from entirely non-complex things, or things of a, like, 10 degrees of complexity lower don't beget things 10 levels of complexity higher. It incrementally happens. So, and we just have really incontrovertible evidence of incremental gradual changes. And I don't think we have any evidence of any kind of creation at all.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen anything really evolve. And on the whole history of mankind, nothing's changed. Even the, you know, the stars in the sky, they've remained the same.
Well, that's not even true. Johannes Kepler, not Kepler, God, Tycho Brahe was famous because he documented a supernova, and he proved that it was a new star in the sky. But also, the Egyptians had a different north star than we do, because Earth's position, our tilt changes. The Earth is like when you spin a top, if you watch it, when it starts to slow down, it precesses. It starts to go like that. Earth is doing that. And so, no, it starts to, but like we can just look at the fossil record and see clearly that when we go to the old layers, strata, whatever, on our planet, the life we see today isn't there. It's different life forms. And life went through these epochs where the life was completely different for very long periods of time, and then species would arise and go extinct.
Sure. Like dinosaurs. I know that you've mentioned those before. Do you know that there's never been a dinosaur, any kind of bones found? They just, like a whole skeleton, like we've seen in like Jurassic Park, you know, where they're digging away and brushing away at this whole dinosaur
we've found several that are like in the 90%, 90 something percent complete before.
Nope.
No, that's true. No, that is true.
Okay.
Well, like, let me just look up Sue real quick.
Yeah, and like all of the dinosaur bones that we have in like the museums and everything, those are all plaster of Paris.
No, not all of them. The ones that have many of them are the actual bones.
Not one.
No.
No, go ahead. I mean, you can look it up.
I have looked it up. I've watched people. Many of them are recreations because there are only so many of them. But I've sure. seen actual skeletons before. Do you live anywhere near South Dakota?
Yeah.
Oh, go to Hill City in South Dakota. They have multiple T-Rexes and Triceratops, the actual fossils sitting in the museum there. For a tiny little town, it has one of the most extraordinary fossil museums. But if you look closely at them, the ones that have really robust, thick, rigid metal framing, those ones contain the actual fossils because they're so incredibly heavy. That's why it has to have all that. The ones that are plastic molded replicas don't have that because the entire thing may only weigh a few hundred pounds.
Sure.
But yeah, like for example, Sue, now we're going back to what we were talking about. Sue is over 90% complete, but this is also kind of loaded because you know that something like, what is it, 40% or 60%? Let me look this up real quick. Give me a moment. Okay, so for a human, over half of our bones are in our hands and feet alone. So if you had, like if we found like a dead body or whatever, and granted, we already know what humans are, but if we found a dead body and somebody, it was the whole thing, but somebody chopped off its hands and its feet, and let's say like it was like a long time ago, like it's a cold, mm-hmm. cold case. So like we just have their bones, but somebody chopped off their hands and feet. We wouldn't actually say we only have half the human here, even though we do have less than half the bones, right?
Sure.
So when you say it's only 50% complete, that's kind of loaded and not super honest for that reason. And like for dinosaurs, because they have very long tails, that can be a huge number of the individual bones. But the other thing is, the vast majority of animals that we have fossils of have bilateral symmetry. So if you only have half the bones, you can, in theory, still know what 100% of the organism looked like. Because if you only have the left half, then you know exactly what the right half looks like.
I haven't looked at it for a while. But when I did a search for it, that's what I got out of that they hadn't found any kind of dinosaur relics or anything like that. Just a couple bones here and there, nothing intact or anything like that. And is that, and if
no, we
if
have, they're safe, we have really like Archaeopteryx is like 100% there. If you look at the specimen, the very famous example of the Protoceratops and the Velociraptor that died together, nearly 100% of both those skeletons are there.
Huh. From the research I did, you know, from Google or whatever, it just said that there was 0.0 full skeletons in any kind of museum. And is that where our oil comes from? Is old dinosaurs?
No.
Fossil fuels?
All of Earth's oil and coal comes from long before there were dinosaurs, and the oil comes exclusively from marine organisms, from like algae, like single-celled algae that live in the oceans. Even today, the algae doesn't have the largest biomass. That's probably trees. Or we could just say land. It certainly is land plants. But as far as like contributions to oxygen in the atmosphere or whatever, the algae make up by far most of that. And yeah, it's just the algae in the oceans over insane amounts of time piled up. That's what creates the oil.
Create oil.
Yeah, that's what turns into oil.
Oh, okay. Interesting perspective. I just appreciate your faith, and you know that you believe everything happened from nothing. And
no, I don't. I don't think that, and I don't have faith. Oh. I go to the evidence.
Right. Yeah.
Not only did Columbus not discover America, he wasn't even the second European to reach the Americas. He was the third. He also didn't prove that the Earth wasn't flat. Some of the most common things you hear about Columbus, George Washington, and Jesus are false. Learn the truth and hundreds of more tidbits in Facts That Aren't True.
Well, just looking at the world around me, I can see all of the variety of creatures. And it just seemed like, you know, if evolution were true, then most creatures would be the same. You know, we wouldn't have all these different species of birds, you know, like over billions and billions of years.
What makes you think that?
Well, just because there's the same creatures in the, there's different creatures in the same environment, and they're all very, very unique.
Yeah, because they're exploiting different niches. If every organism was the same, it would mean they would only be able to eat the same things, live in the same habitats, breed at the same time, walk along the same, like their habitat would have to be the same. I might have already said that, which that can't happen. So instead, organisms split in order to exploit different niches. So you can have like a bunch of species of bird that are different can live in the same tree because they eat different things. They have different diets, or like behaviorally, they just their behavior works for a different part of the tree versus another. Like one is like a songbird and it is constantly calling, whereas the other is more reclusive, so it lives kind of more on the interior or whatever. But no, you expect to see biodiversity with evolution.
And so what's the reason why we can't see any like half men, half monkey if we came from monkeys, you know?
Like what is a half man, half monkey supposed to look like?
Well, you know, just take a monkey and take a man and blend them together because they haven't evolved all the way yet. Why is there such a separation? Okay,
well, we definitely have that. But I can show you here. I'm pulling up some stuff. But in a different kind of sense, it sounds like you're saying what you're saying here also sounds like an argument for, well, if life used to be in the oceans, and we're the descendants of life from the oceans, then where are the mermaids? No, it doesn't work like that. You don't get literally a half human, half fish, even though fish are our ancestors. So I don't mean what a half monkey, half man means. Wow, I'm
having the fact
trouble
that
because Edge, I'm edging right now, and Edge does not work like Chrome does.
Nice.
It doesn't produce the search results that I'm used to, so now I gotta go back to edging on camera.
That's hot.
It's pretty fucking hot. Yeah. Okay, so if I can change my settings. Man. Okay. Ta-da! There we go. We have all kinds of fossils of... Now, I wish I could show you the full skeleton, but I just don't have it bookmarked or anything. But we have anatomically modern humans, like on the bottom right. And then we have all the stepping stones to a very primitive, like an Australopithecus or whatever we have over there. So these ones are very... On the top left, those are... very, now they're completely different. They're distinct from modern apes. They're not more closely connected to modern apes. They're more closely connected to us. But what are the traits that other modern apes have? Well, smaller brain cases, more, what do you say? Yeah, their faces are more prognostic. Is that the word? I can't remember. They just have really large jutty out jaws. And we can see the gradual formation of our more modern form in them.
Yeah, and if there was that graduation, why aren't they graduating now? You know what I mean? Like, because, why isn't there a monkey that's graduating more towards a human?
Because they evolved into what they are today. Chimpanzees didn't turn into humans. Like, evolution doesn't teach that. Well, there were chimpanzees 5 million years ago, and some of them evolved into humans, and some of them, for no reason, stayed chimpanzees. No. 5 million years ago, there weren't any chimpanzees either. They're a modernly evolved animal, just like us.
And so are they continuing to evolve?
Yeah. There's two species of chimpanzees, even.
Yeah, there's all kinds of monkeys, right? Little ones, big ones, great apes, all that. Yep. And that's that variety that I was talking about earlier. You know, within each kind of species, you have all these varieties, which is beautiful, you know? And
yeah, but this awesome is like arguing. It's like arguing if I don't know. If Italy used to be Rome, then where are all the Romans? It's like, well, it doesn't, like, the city of Rome still exists, but no, like, this, all of the Caesars and the people that spoke Latin or whatever living at that time, like, they don't exist anymore. They turned into the modern variation.
Yeah, the world is Rome still. You know, they found a lot of bones of giants, right?
No, I do not know that.
Yeah, there was a whole species of giants. No. And for some reason, they don't want us to know about that. I don't know why.
Probably because this is a conspiracy theory that isn't true.
Oh, well, I mean, you can look it up. There's a whole...
I've heard people talk about it. Why is the Smithsonian hiding giants? Abraham Lincoln even saw the giants. So on and so forth. Produce the bones. Yep. Like, I could say, you know, why... Well, you seem like the kind of person that would believe this, but I could say, why is the Vatican hiding blank inside of its... inside the archives? But...
Well, it's to hide God, ultimately. I mean, that's the whole thing.
The Vatican
that's
is hiding why, God?
Yeah, yep.
They would do that. Want to learn how to make people do this?
I'm angry because you're a little fucking weasel, and I want to fucking slap you. That's why I'm angry. I'm going to get a little bit triggered when you fucking treat me like I'm an idiot when I know way more than you do.
This book will be your guide. I debunk all of the common anti-scientific arguments, plus some uncommon ones. Every single copy is personally signed and shipped by me. There's even an audiobook. Link in the description.
Yeah. I mean, the whole Big Bang, evolution, that's all to hide God. You know, the moon landing, that's just to hide God. To make you feel,
you know,
small,
God could have done any of those things, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then it can't be hiding God because it's consistent with a God.
Yeah, but if you're not in the know, you don't know God, and you think that you're just on the spinning space ball flying through outer space endlessly.
We know this for a fact.
You can be destroyed by an asteroid at any moment.
You could be destroyed by God at any moment.
Yeah. Then you won't. You're a lot easily controllable. You
the
know,
most,
if you have
the
no
most
foundation,
the most gullible people in the world, the group of people that's been rounded up and inspired to do the greatest amount of, like, atrocities or just been tricked into stupid shit is religious people. It always has been, and in the future, it will continue to be that specific group of people. Okay, then there goes your entire argument.
Well, I believe that there's a relationship. I don't like religion, and I believe that that's why Jesus came, is to destroy religion and develop a relationship.
Literally, you know? Told Peter that I'm gonna use you to start a church.
Yeah, a family. because when you have family around, you're not easily controllable. That's why they want to destroy the church.
What the fast and furious if you, is this?
If you have a family that you can count on, it doesn't matter what people say, you know.
So Jesus, Jesus was a first century Palestinian Jew, which was under the control of Rome, which became Italy, which became Olive Garden. And when you're here, your family, the church is a family. Therefore,
you're making me
therefore, never-ending breadsticks is the Eucharistic miracle of Jesus and his and his flesh and his promise and his promise that his kingdom will last forever because of the never-ending breadsticks, right?
Thank God for Olive Garden.
Yeah. Thanks something, I guess.
How did religion hurt you?
I never did. I was Catholic and somehow didn't get molested.
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah, to be clear, by the church.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that have a problem with God. I understand that. And a lot of churches are horrible. And that's why religion can be very hard.
Well, God's killed like billions of people. So,
well, yeah, I mean,
billions of people have a good reason to hate God.
In my fish tank, there's this hierarchy. You know, I have African cichlids. And if there's one fish that is making the whole tank, is very aggressive, you know, he's always chomping on people, and I take him out of the tank, you know, the whole tank is happy. And it was a good thing that I did that. You know, you remove the oppressor, basically. And, you know, from the history of the Bible, I mean, the people that God wiped out, they're horrible, you know.
If you went to the pet shop and they had this cichlid and they were like, and the sign said free, and it was the most beautiful cichlid you'd ever seen, and you go up to them and you're like, holy shit, free? Really? Why? And they go, oh, all it does is kill all the other fish.
Right?
And you knowing that, took the fish for free and put it in your fish tank and then started doing all this stuff. You're the bad guy, aren't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I see.
God is responsible for all of the evil that happens. Because he knows with absolute certainty, if I create the world this way, then I know what kinds of people are going to be in it. I know exactly what they're going to do. I'm going to do it anyways.
Well, we have free will, you know.
No, you don't.
I don't believe that God knows. I believe that God sees everything that's happened from front to back,
yes,
you know, in the timeline.
Which means you don't have free will. Can only do what God knows you're going to do.
Well, I think it's the same scenario as like a dog. Like my dog, I know what my dog's going to do before my dog knows what it's going to do, you know,
no, you
just because I know the dog's behavior.
No, you don't.
If I open food, I know he's going to come running, you know.
If you're not
like Pavlov's bell kind of thing.
If you're not at home and you leave your dog in the backyard, you don't know that your dog could jump the fence and eat your neighbor's baby. Well, you know, you can imagine it's possible. But if your dog actually does that, then you have no idea that it's going to do that because you're not there. You're not responsible really for it. Now, you might be held legally responsible in.
So
this isn't analogous to God, because God knows that the dog is going to eat the baby, and yet God makes it so that that's going to happen and nothing else ever possibly could happen.
Yeah, I don't think God designed the dog to eat the baby, and I don't think
He knew exactly what would happen. If I create the world, there will be this one dog this one time that eats a baby. I'm going to create that world anyways.
And see, I believe a little bit differently, that we can surprise God and God can change his mind. And that's biblical, you know, when.
Well, I agree, but most Christians don't agree.
Yeah, well, I get it. Most Christians are really horrible and judgmental and all that.
I don't think I would say most, but depends on the denomination.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
Well, yeah. I think we'll have to leave it there. Come back some other time and we can talk
Planet,
about the shape
Peterson,
of the
my guy. Thank you for having me on.
Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.